other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final little segment with William F. Jasper of the New American, newamerican.com, thenewamerican.com. I got to mention this. Chinese rover diorama shows Europe being nuked. Official state-run display has a painting behind the rover that shows a nuke going off, a giant mushroom cloud over Europe. If you scroll down, there's an even bigger image of it below. There you go for viewers. So that's up on Infowars.com right now. That just shows the craziness. And I want you to answer that question, William F. Jasper. The toll-free number for folks that want to call and subscribe to New American Magazine is 800-727-TRUE. 800-727-TRUE. And they didn't ask me to plug that, but it really has been an invaluable tool to wake myself and others up. So give the gift of reality in this new year, 800-727-TRUE, or get InfoWars Magazine or both at 888-253-3139. But we've only got 5 minutes left or 3 minutes left or so now. A minute on China and its role in the New World Order and what you really think is going on, and then 2 or 3 minutes on that question, what do we do as people that aren't sellouts that know what's happening? We're not the only ones that know what's going on. Most people join with Sauron. They join with the dark side. So how does China play in, and then what do we do as the real leadership that did accurately analyze this? I think we should be a little more, not arrogant, but assertive about the fact that we know what we're talking about.
Well, China is a big part of what we see happening in the whole area that falls under the label of convergence. And you'll have to have me back on sometime to just talk about convergence. Convergence is the planned operation, incremental merging of the United States and other what used to be called the free world, the West, with Russia, China, and the rest of the communist world. And you may recall that back when the Rees Committee, back in the 1950s, in Congress, investigated the tax-exempt foundations, the Rockefeller Ford foundations, Carnegie foundations, because they were promoting left-wing socialist and communist programs, that the chief investigator, Norman Dodd, went to the Ford Foundation, and he had one of those moments that you see on movies where the bad guy just can't resist chortling to the hero about what they plan to do and how you can't do anything about it. Rowan Gaither, the member of the Council on Foreign Relations, head of the Ford Foundation, told this congressional investigator, Norman Dodd, "We are operating under instructions to so change the fabric of the United States that it can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union." And at that time, that included, of course, communist China. And how was that going to be done? Well, it was going to be done by changing the economics and political structure of the United States, transferring all of our economic industrial base to China, to Russia, and to other countries, so that...
And that's what they've done. I'll get you on in the new year. Guys, book him in the first or second week to do a whole hour on convergence and to go over those committees and those documents. This is on record. In the next minute and a half, what do we do, and the listeners do that are informed, because we really do have the answers to this, what do we do?
Well, first of all, we expose them, which is what you are doing, what we're doing at the New American. First, let people know what they should be already aware of, but the mainstream media is not telling them. So, yeah, we have to get this out to all of our friends and neighbors. And one of the ways to do this is to go to thenewamerican.com, and right there on the top of our menu bar of our website, you will see a menu item called Voting Index. And we put this out quarterly, and it shows all the votes of members of the House of Representatives and Senate on all the key issues that such as we're talking about here, so that people will actually be able to know how their congressman, their senator is voting, not rely on what they are telling them at election time. This is a critical year, 2014.
2014 is critical. That's what Drudge has said. Everything happens this year. William F. Jasper, thank you. We'll talk to you again in the new year. In fact, right now, or we'll call you later today, and then book you for the second week or so of January when we have a huge audience. God bless you. Thank you so much. We're going to come back with Larry Klayman. Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
FreedomWatchUSA.org. Larry Klayman was the founder of Judicial Watch. I remember interviewing him back in the mid-90s, right to 2000. Then when Bush got in, he criticized and sued over unconstitutional activities there. And now he has really turned up the heat with Obama because it's just the orgy of constitution violations has become dictator level. And even mainline news is having to admit that. So he's a real trailblazer, and I'm very thankful that he was able to give us 10 minutes today. He joins us live. Here's the headline. CNN judge, NSA domestic phone data mining, unconstitutional. Who brought the case? Who won it? When everybody else has been failing, Larry Klayman. And then if you continue, Politico says Larry Klayman crows on NSA win. We hit the mother load. I'm glad he's proud of defending the Republic. And then a stunning revelation from man who sued NSA, Dr. Corsi, writes about it. And we also learned that they sent out emails that he didn't actually send out to let him know they were watching him. That's the good old boys at the National Security Agency that we know are spying on the Tea Party, the Associated Press, pro-life groups, giving the data to the Justice Department and the DEA and others to harass the liberty movement. Those of us that aren't authoritarians. We don't like fascism. We don't like socialism. We don't like communism. Everybody else can live under that horrible tyranny. like North Korea. We want to live in America, and we're not terrorists, and we're not the bad guys for being right about the NSA spying. So joining us is Larry Klayman to break down his stunning victory in the federal court. Please tell us about the case, the ruling, what happened, the harassment you've been under, and where this is going. Larry, thank you.
Alex, thank you for those kind words, fellow patriot.
You bet. We'll break it down.
Yeah, let me tell you about the case. Just within a day or so when Snowden made his revelation, we filed two class action lawsuits. I'm a plaintiff. I made myself the guinea pig, put myself on the chopping block as both lawyer and plaintiff, with our client Charlie Strange, who you know about. I think you've had him on the show, who is the father of Michael Strange, an NSA, not coincidentally, cryptologist.
Larry, your phone's a little low. Speak up for me. Thank you.
To Navy SEAL Team 6. And Michael Strange, died in very suspicious circumstances. There's a congressional investigation underway. Charlie has been very critical of the NSA, of the Obama administration, and the military. So we brought lawsuits, and the minute that we brought these lawsuits against Verizon and all the other cell phone companies and the Internet providers like Google and Yahoo, and you name it, we started to receive these text messages that we never sent. And, you know, were in fact harassing. And it was clear that the NSA and the government and the Obama administration was trying to scare us from going forward. But that being said, and that's what Jerome Corsi, my friend and client, wrote about at WorldNet Daily, where I'm also a columnist. We went forward with the case. We filed motions for preliminary injunction. We argued them in front of the court on November 18th. You can see the transcript and all the pleadings at freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. And we told the judge that our government has broken away from the people, that it no longer represents us, that the executive and legislative branches of government have become tyrannical under Obama, and frankly under the Republicans as well, because they've gone along with this outrage. This is the biggest violation of constitutional rights in American history, that our founding fathers would be turning in the graves to see this, and that he was the last hope of the American people to step in, to stop this outrage, to stop this criminal violation of law. And the judge obviously accepted our arguments, and we take our hat off to him. There aren't many judges in this country, Alex, that would have done what he did, because most of them play it safe politically because they want to get a higher appointment.
Well, let's give you some brief credit.
He's a hero.
Sure. Let's give you some brief credit, and then I want you to get back into what happened when the ruling came down, where it goes from here, and the harassment you went under. But I read your suit or looked over it and then read your comments in the press and what the judge said. Clearly, you spelled out the truth. These other lawsuits are real mealy-mouthed, and we want the judge to tell us if they think it's bad. As you know, in law, we need to declare the facts and stand on the Constitution, common law, common sense, and the moral high ground. So I think that's why your suit was also successful. Please go ahead.
Well, and you and I are a lot alike. We tell it as it is, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we don't have time to start mincing words. This country's headed down the drain. And we live in a police state where no one can send an email, a text message, a telephone call without thinking that they're being surveyed. And that has a coercive effect. It enslaves the American people and keeps us down so we can't criticize the ruling established. And that's what I told the judge. And he obviously agreed with me. And if people want to read that decision, it's at freedomwatchusa.org. So, Alex, we don't have time here. And if there are more judges like this that will step in, that will protect the American people, from the Obama administration or whoever occupies the White House, and Congress, Democrats and Republicans. We've seen people like Peter King running in interference for Obama on this. Unless that happens, we're in a state of revolution. The country's going to explode. I don't want to see that happen. So I challenge the judge, and I challenge other judges to be courageous and protect the American people. And I'm going to do my part by filing lawsuits, by engaging in civil disobedience, Gandhi style, whatever it takes to save this country. And you're doing your part. And you're doing the country a great service because you talk clearly, and we have to talk clearly.
And you're taking action. You just had a rally there in D.C. saying Obama needs to step down. I mean, now is the time. And, you know, I've seen some of the so-called left, like at The Guardian, saying, oh, the gadfly Larry Klayman, you know, took on the NSA. Hey, you've got the courage. You did it. You're the one getting your emails broken into. And then the left can't even say good job for all our rights. They've got to make a sniveling joke. And the only reason I bring that up is that we have to come together as human beings, as Americans and people, and say, come on, this is spying beyond 1984, and we need to support everybody. I've supported liberals that have been against the NSA spying. It's time to come together. Tell me about what the judge said in the ruling, where it goes from here, and what happened to your emails.
Well, the judge, first of all, ordered that all of our metadata of Larry Klayman and Charles Strange be destroyed. And we want that same order for all of the Americans, 300 million, who've had their homes broken into. You know, Richard Nixon, he only broke into the Watergate office complex. He had to resign. Obama and his Republican and Democrat enablers have broken into 300 homes. So the judge said, destroy all that data. And he said, you know, I'll let you go up on appeal, government. But if you don't toe the line and follow my order, and my order is upheld, and it comes back, there's going to be hell to pay, and you're going to be sanctioned. And I'll tell you something. We'll assist that because if they now they're on notice that what they're doing is criminal, it's illegal, it's a violation of our Constitution. And if they continue to do this and we catch them doing it and our orders are upheld and we're confident they will be, I will file motions to have them held in criminal contempt and thrown in jail. And whether the courts will do that's another question, but if the courts don't do that, then the American people are in the street because we can't live under a George Orwell 1984 Atlas Shrugged world. That's not the United States. That's the Soviet Union. That's China. That's not the United States.
As a top constitutional lawyer who's had probably more victories than anybody I know against tyranny the last 20-plus years, I've followed you and had the honor to talk to you, Larry. And again, if you just tuned in, the man who just got the only federal ruling out there against the NSA, the only sanity in years, Larry Klayman, joins us right now, freedomwatchusa.org. I had him on a month ago, saying, join his organization, donate. This guy files real lawsuits for real results. So if people don't go there and donate, which he's not asking you to do here on air, I'm bringing it up, you're crazy. I mean, Larry Klayman just continues to be the real deal and to really get the word across. I need to ask you, though, looking at this, where do you expect it to go now? And talk about precedent as a constitutional lawyer, because if we don't stop Obama acting like a dictator, it sets a precedent. If the NSA stuff comes out now and they don't get reversed, it sets a precedent. What's coming next? That's what I'm concerned about. Can you explain to people this principle historically that it doesn't stay in one place? Things get better or worse, and if we don't reverse it, we're going to hell in a handbasket?
We've already gone to hell in a handbasket, Alan. We're hanging by a thread, and it's time for people who are knowledgeable to take action. And this one judge steps forward, but he's the only judge I've seen in recent years. Judge Royce Lambert was like that during the Clinton years. He hasn't got one of my cases lately. I pray that he will. He's a great judge, too. He's a colleague of my own. But there aren't many like that. And we really have to educate, and we really have to show the American people what's at issue. And what's ironic, you mentioned the left. I've been getting more calls from the left in the last 2 days than from the right. And, you know, they're two-faced. Behind our back, they criticize us, but to our face, they're praising us because there's nobody on the left that is doing what I'm doing, what Freedom Watch is doing. And they appreciate that, but they won't give us any credit. So they have to take shots at us, like in The Guardian or Politico or whatever. And I'm used to that. It rolls off my back. I could care less. The point is that we want results. And I'm not equating myself with Jesus Christ, hardly. I'm not in his league, obviously.
No, but I'm holding you up as somebody that took action and won. And I mean, this is all of us having our rights robbed. They've come in our houses.
Well,
they've come in our businesses.
Absolutely, Alex. And what I'm saying is that, you know, they took shots at Jesus, too, right? He was the Son of God.
Exactly.
So they can take it and stick it. And we're going to do what we have to do. And we're not going to be deterred. And I hope the judges will follow the lead of Judge Leon, because he is an American hero, and you're an American hero, and anybody who speaks clearly is an American hero now, and I don't care if you're right, left, or center. We're all in it together.
Anybody that challenges the attempt to chill political speech, in the 5 minutes we've got left, and I know you've got to go, Larry Klayman, there'll be something you wish you would have added after you leave, so you've got the floor. Tell us about your emails getting messed with, according to Corsi, if that's accurate, I'm sure it is. And then where all this goes and what we can do and other points about this case.
Well, we know, Alex, you know, that when the government wants to get you to back off, they send people to follow you home, to photograph your house, to do whatever they can do to make calls, you know, clicks on it. I mean, I've gone through that for decades. This is just the latest gambit by the government. They sent text messages that I never sent to people that I'm close with, that I work with. And they did the same thing with regard to Charlie cruel people. They're evil. And frankly, they're criminals. And they should be thrown in prison. That's where they belong.
Wow.
This guy Clapper, who lied in front of Congress, it would have been you or me, we'd already be gone. I mean, they got to go after, you know, baseball pitchers and others for lying to Congress. This guy is subjugating the rights of the American people and enslaving us with this guy Clapper and the others at the NSA, and enslaving us with an Orwellian society. And he walks off scot-free. Yeah, because the establishment does high fives and divides up the money in Washington. They don't care if the American people get
it. But I don't want to glaze over that. The father of the dead Navy SEAL, clearly a cover-up there, they're messing with him. Give us this. That's incredible, Larry.
No, it is incredible. We got the proof and we gave it to the court.
Wow.
And we gave it to the court. This is what they do, Alex. You know.
Oh, I know, yeah.
You know,
I talked to a national...
They were tapping our windows. I brought somebody in to confirm that. People were in front of our office in white guys in aviator glasses in an African-American neighborhood following my people home. You know, this is what they do. You can't be deterred. You can't be scared of them. If you walk down the street and think the dog's going to bite you, he will bite you. So,
yeah, they don't do that to me anymore because something that happened many years ago.
No,
I can't help it. I go completely ape.
No, and that's what the American people are subjected to. We live in a gulag-type society. It is little different in this regard than the former Soviet Union or China today. And we can't tolerate that. This is, and the judge made reference to that. This is a complete violation of the Founding Fathers' principles upon which this nation was founded.
Oh, I know even prominent Democrats have been coming out saying Clapper should be indicted because he clearly lied to Congress and said we don't grab any data of Americans. It's just a total fraud. Larry Klayman, let me ask you this specifically. What do you expect now to happen in this court case? Do you think the rogue elements of the government that are stealing all our data illegally with our tax money, do you think they'll start backing off because of this judge? Or will the judge, you know, have a kayak accident?
You know, the government will be the government, and we've asked the court to set up a very strong monitoring mechanism where we can take discovery. I'll be filing for a security clearance. I had one when I was the Justice Department prosecutor, so we can get into discovery and find out what's going on, and hopefully we'll learn even more than what Stutton knows at this point. But this is just the beginning. This case is going to trial now. The judge found a likelihood of success. The government can't get rid of it. Only if they do a Hail Mary in the appellate court, and that's not going to happen.
Briefly, tell us about the case, for those that don't know. I mean, what is it? Encapsulate it.
The case is very simple. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures. The First Amendment, for chilling free speech and rights of association, because, you know, if you think the government's watching you, you're not going to want to express yourself freely. And due process, because heretofore, to use a legal phrase, companies like Verizon and the government went in front of the Fifth Court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, and we had no right to even know what was going on. And that's why this judge, in exercise his legitimate powers, is so important, because he has checked the Fifth Court. He's checked his fellow justices. He has judges. He's been extremely brave. And, I pray that nothing happens.
Wow. Well, I talked to a national talk show host last week, who didn't want to go public with it because, you know, it sounds crazy, but now it's not because it's so mainstream. He gets threatened, but also the fake texts, the fake emails. Years ago, when I would go cover Bilderberg or go cover a DNC or RNC event, my wife would get phone calls, but there'd be no number on the caller ID, just no number. And then they would, you know, women saying, oh, hi, I'm calling for my boyfriend. He got me pregnant. Then my wife said, I know that's not true. You've done this before. A guy would come on and say, I hope your whole family dies. You know, saw you walking the dog this morning. And then you realize, wow, it's really the government or someone in our phone system, because the number's not showing up, or you'll have family in the hospital. They'll wait till something bad happens, and they'll call up and say, I hope your dad dies. And it didn't get to me over the years, so it hadn't happened in a while. But still, unless you've experienced it, people don't realize that's the final proof that evil has taken over the government, Larry. And I notice you've gotten more stalwart and hardcore over the years as you've been persecuted. Because if you're not a coward, this stuff only makes you mad. I mean, but I guess they want us to talk about it then and scare everybody. What do you think the intimidation tactic is, a guy's in aviator sunglasses?
To get people to be scared and to back off. You remember Vince Foster when he died in Port Marcy Park?
Yes.
Years ago during the Clinton administration, and it was, some people said it was a suicide, other people said he was murdered. He was the boyfriend of Hillary Clinton at the time. And many people thought that Hillary, you know, put a hit out on him because he was about ready to tell the truth about what they all were doing. He was actually thought to be an ethical guy, as opposed to another number of people in the White House. Well, the people who were witnesses to what happened at Fort Marcy Park, you know, found the body, they were followed around Washington by FBI agents and other agents to scare them, to keep them quiet. And there are a lot of good people at the FBI, I might add. I've represented some of them, but not those people that were following him around. And this is a government tactic, and, you know, and it works, where they stick the IRS on you, where they do this or they do that. And, you know, the American people have had enough. As Popeye used to say, enough is enough and enough is too much. It's done. It's over. Case closed. This government does not represent the people. And that's why I've gotten hardened over the years, because, you know, I believe in a government that functions. It isn't on the back of the American people. It isn't persecuting us. It protects us from foreign enemies. It leaves us alone otherwise. And it, our government has become dominant of every aspect of our life. You know, in some states, you can't even have somebody pet your dog or brush him at a dog hotel unless they got a license. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, no, they're now all over the country telling people they can't have lemonade stands, you can't wash your car in your own yard, you can't have a garden. I mean, this is a martial law, a nanny state. A six-year-old kisses another girl. She likes it. It's puppy love. They charge, you know, they try to charge him with sexual abuse as a sex offender. A kid plays with a Nerf gun in their backyard. They get kicked out of school. I mean, this government.
You can't spank your kid or you'll go to prison. You know? I mean, that's where we are today.
Wow.
So,
Larry Klayman.
It's out of control. It's out of control. Obama's a socialist, borderline communist. He's sympathetic to Muslim interests. He does everything he can to destroy Israel. And frankly, we have somebody in the White House who is evil, plain and simple. And we got Republicans in Congress that are just cashing in on the money. They're happy that people are losing their insurance. They're happy that people and cancer patients are dying. Because, hey, this is going to help us win the next election. But you know what? You knew about this the whole time. You have experts. You let this happen. You let Obama do it. And they're all in league together. They're just dividing up the riches in Washington. And that's where our country is today.
That's right.
And, you know, they've had it. They're going to have it because we're going to educate them. And I want to do it peacefully and nonviolently, and we can do it. If Gandhi can do it in India, we can do it here.
All right. Well, Larry Klayman, freedomwatchusa.org. Folks, read it all there. Get the actual lawsuit, the documents, not what the establishment regurgitates or tries to twist. Larry Klayman, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless, Alex. Thank you.
All right. Have a great New Year coming up. We don't talk again before the New Year. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, you can say what you want about that guy, but the harassment he's been through, the takeover of Judicial Watch away from him, everything they've done to stop him, they don't like him because he really believes in what he's doing. And none of us are perfect, but he really believes in what he's doing, and he's a good guy. He has a lot of courage. As I end this three-and-a-half-hour transmission, because we go into overdrive some days, we're still live, we are supported by viewers and listeners like you. You can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for $5.95 a month. It's 11 memberships that you can share with friends and family with one username passcode. PrisonPlanet.tv. See the nightly news, all the films. Share it with friends. All your Christmas shopping is done. Why fight traffic? Why go bankrupt? Why do? No, no. Just give the gift of truth. PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about a minute to sign up, or you can get a year membership and get 5+ months free off the normal price and get 11 memberships for the price of one. So, ladies and gentlemen, PrisonPlanet.tv, great way to wake somebody up. Give a InfoWars magazine gift subscription. We sell the subscription and at bulk at cost. At cost, this magazine, just to get the word out. Big, glossy magazine full of key articles, factoids. And then lastly, a great Christmas gift. And if you order by the 19th, it'll get to you before Christmas. 1776, folks. Madein1776.com for the belt buckles with George Washington on them. For the Made in America apparel, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to find all the survival shield, nascent iodine, the fluoride shield, all the rest of it. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. The great coffee, my favorite coffee, getting rave reviews. Folks like it as well. A lot of folks love it. A lot of folks say it is now their favorite coffee. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsLife.com. It's all available there, and your purchases make it all possible. Great job to the crew. Lord willing, I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, on the nightly news tonight. I've got a special report. Stay with us, 7 o'clock.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I remember 2 years ago they had national news stories, literally thousands of newspapers carrying the articles debunking the fact that there was a plan to roll out drones to surveil the American people. And they said that we were liars and that it wasn't real. And that's because they didn't want a national movement forming against surveillance drones before they rolled out officially. We, of course, were covering the FAA, preparing to authorize 30,000 drones in the sky by 2020, 10,000 or more drones by 2015. We were just covering a government policy and that they were already using them for surveillance and showing examples. And so they came out and said it did not exist. Now, 2 years later, they admit it's been going on, and they're throwing it in your face. Just like they said they didn't buy 1.6 billion bullets, now 2.2 billion, now 2.5 billion. Now they suddenly admit, oh, we did do that, and we are buying armored vehicles from the Army, and we are deploying them against you, and oh, we are spying on you with NSA, and oh, we are funding Al-Qaeda overseas, and oh, we are shipping General Motors to China with your tax money, and we are getting ready to take your private bank accounts and take your public and private pension funds. And we are devaluing the dollar. And the Federal Reserve is private. And that's because Congress has a 6% approval rating and they know the lies aren't working anymore. So in a lot of areas, they admit what they're doing, but try to hide it in plain view and act like it's no big deal. It'd be like someone passing gas on you with particularly nauseous odor and telling you that, oh, do you like the new air freshener? That's what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Now, yesterday they roll out with a huge PR blitz that vitamins and minerals do nothing, and basically the case is closed. And on CNN, CBS, ABC, Fox, MSNBC, everything. My local paper has it in there. National papers, just everywhere. Case closed. You don't need any vitamins, any minerals, any supplements. Because Big Pharma is mad and has already basically banned them in Europe. Where you've got to pay upwards of $100 to get vitamin C in the same strength here. They've lowered the daily allowance of what you need, the government says, of things like vitamin C and things like oil of oregano down to a level that literally is at starvation, according to medical doctors we've interviewed here. And they keep lowering them and lowering them and lowering them and dumping the deadly halogen fluoride into the water that is bug poison. Now, before I get to this article, I want to show you McCormick salt you can buy at any grocery store in the country. And if you're watching on TV, you can look at this or just go to the local supermarket and go look at any major salt that isn't naturally occurring. The natural ones have good iodine and other trace minerals and elements in them. It says this salt does not supply iodine a necessary nutrient. Says it right. And why is that? Because the feds pressured them in the 20s to put iodine in the salt because of literally millions of people being born mentally retarded from not having iodine in the womb, which is on record, will cause all sorts of problems, and lower IQs after birth, and goiter, that's people that look like they're Jabba the Hutt with just huge things hanging under their necks, where you look like a human worm. Africa's devastated by this. China's devastated by it. China, in many areas, puts iodine in the water so this doesn't happen because it's just a plague of diseases and degenerative problems. Now, that's a fact. The feds by the 70s basically said, remove it or we'll come after you. Remove iodine out of the salt. Isn't that loving of them? Because this is the good halogen. Now, that said, they have to tell you, I guess McCormick cares and wants to say, hey, by the way, we don't have something you really need in here. Used to be put in the bread. Now they put bromine in there. Totally deadly. All the bad halogens are pushed. They give you cancer, mentally retarded. You don't need them. They're bad for you. The good ones are removed across the board. Now, let's move to the big announcement. Multivitamin researchers say cases closed after studies find no health benefits. The message from doctors behind three new studies and an editorial notice that all came out together that tacked an oft-debated question in medicine. Do daily multivitamins make you healthier? After reviewing the available evidence and conducting new trials, the authors have come to a conclusion of no. We believe the case is closed. Supplementing the diet of well-nourished adults with most, that's key word, mineral and vitamin supplements has no clear benefit and might even be harmful. So see, that's the same line that Dr. Dina Dell, who I've debated, puts out. But then I would have him on and I'd go, doctor, medical doctor, what if you're not getting enough of the trace elements and minerals and vitamins you need? Oh, well, then you do need it. I went, oh, and how many diseases and disorders in the womb and after are linked to nutrition? Well, a lot of them, but we don't really look at that. That's right. Medical doctors don't deal with that now. If you come in with your skin rotting off and holes all over your body, they don't say, oh, my God, that's scurvy. You need more vitamin C. And they're like, I don't eat no vegetables or I don't like them. They don't tell you that. They just saw your arm off. That's what they do. The worst nutrition in major studies is in hospitals. Now, let's shift gears. Before I go any further, let's play a clip from the Journal of Pediatrics, the big prestigious Journal of Pediatrics. They put out two new studies 8 years ago on the same day and the same way it rolled out saying, guess what? Mercury is actually good for you. And again, we're going to put it on screen, the Journal of Pediatrics for folks, so they can go to the website and see what it is and actually read these studies. Where they said that mercury is good for your brain. Now let's go ahead and go to this clip that aired not just on CBS, but nationwide at the time, saying mercury is good for you. Folks, mercury is the most destructive chemical, the most destructive metal in the brain electrochemically. It's incredible. Here's the clip.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, so there you go. They have these studies that mercury is good for your child's brain. Ladies and gentlemen, now, and for them, being brain damaged and slobbering and doing whatever you're told, that is improved mental performance. Because they teach in public schools 2 plus 2 equals 5 worldwide. The literal benchmark of 1984 is if you can say 2 plus 2 equals 4, you are free. And that seemed like satire at the time. Now I understand he was a deep globalist on record. Eric Blair was, a.k.a. George Orwell. And it just hits me of the magnitude of this, that they teach 2 plus 2 equals 5, and they put brain-damaging fluoride in the water, mercury in the vaccines, and tell you it's good for you, even though the Harvard study says lowers IQ. So let me show you some of the articles. Let me show you the facts. Number one, dirt poor. This is the Scientific American, because you get some good studies out there. Dirt poor. Have fruits and vegetables become less nutritious? And they go on to break down major studies going back in the last 100 years from the University of Texas at Austin Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition and Agriculture nutritional data from 1950 to 1999 with 43 different fruits and vegetables. And then looking at studies before that and what is in them metrically by numbers, real studies. They are debilitated in some cases by 98% vitamins, minerals, trace elements. And then they give them a 3-nutrient-based system for the plants in the fertilizers when there really needs to be more than 80 in there. 90 is the mighty 90 is what a lot of the doctors break down. So you're getting 3 things out of a plant when you need 90. I'm going to say that again. You're getting 3 things out of a plant when you need 90. But mainline medical science says you need 60-something. Okay, so let's go over this now. That's Scientific American. So they're saying, oh, if you've got a nutritious diet, you don't need anything. And absolutely right. If you're eating a really diverse thing in the jungle of, say, Brazil or something, and had all these wide-spectrum fruits, vegetables, plants, animals, you name it, and fish, you would not need vitamins and minerals. And absolutely fresh is the way to get things. Absolutely. Now, let's move on to the next one. Here's another one. 1936 U.S. Senate report, soil depleted 99% of America's nutrient deficient. That's a 1936 U.S. Senate report, and they recommended putting vitamins and minerals compulsorily in bread and in salt because of the brain damaging of the American people. The reason people aren't as smart as they used to be, folks, physically, is we're brain damaged from this, okay? And they don't want you. Now, back then, the government said, put this in salt. Give them vitamins, minerals. And then the globalists got control by the 40s and 50s, and they took it all out, folks. Okay, and now they're telling you, don't go out and get it on your own, because if you get it on your own, that's it for them. Now, let's continue here. Mike Adams has a great report from naturalnews.com up on InfoWars.com. MSM attacks multivitamins, yet another example of quack science. He breaks down a bunch of other angles I haven't even gotten to. Here's another one. Glaxo says it will stop paying doctors to promote drugs. They do that every year. They pay medical doctors across the board to push drugs and not nutrition. They're even getting rid of surgery now when you might need it and just saying drugs. Now, let's continue here. Oh, Financial Times. Exercise to tackle bad posture can avert back surgery. But the hospitals won't tell you there's exercises that would cost you nothing to not have to have the surgery for the disc about to be fused or herniated. They won't tell you because they want the surgery. Same deal. Oh, here's another one. How adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains in the United States. Links to the major university studies dealing with it. Okay, so I've gone over some of that for you. Anthony Gucciardi is coming in now just to cover a few of the angles. And obviously, I promote and sell vitamins and minerals that I've used, that I believe in, that have done wonders in my life. And everybody that's used them, you've heard the calls. Not one negative call on our proprietary Nason iodine. It's blowing people away. Of course it is. The coffee, Chiapas, my favorite coffee. People are going, wow, this is really incredibly good coffee at a low price. Alex, you didn't BS us. Yeah, I'm not going to. If I was a wine producer, which is really hard to do, obviously, say I lived in Northern California in Sonoma County or something, some of the best wine in the country. I think it's as good as French wine. I wouldn't put wine out unless it was really good. I'd throw it away. Same deal. I'm going to promote what I use, what I think's bombshell. And that's how we fund ourselves, not taxpayer-funded or government-protected like Big Pharma or NPR or MSNBC. But the point here is, folks, it's a fact that you can't get the nutrients you need from almost all the food on the store shelves. It's a fact that it's been life-changing for me, taking high-density minerals and vitamins, and then the iodine was just the turbocharger. And I told you, don't buy our iodine. Get the Gourmet Sea Salts, Himalayans, double-check. Make sure they have the iodine in it. It's not unbound, but it's better than nothing. It'll do wonders for you. Bottom line, they don't want you knowing this, folks. They don't want you understanding. That's why people are zombies. Anthony Gucciardi, this has really gotten me angry. They say mercury's good for kids' brains, and then now they say we don't need vitamins or minerals. But notice, if we don't have malnutrition, we don't need it. Well, no what, Sherlock? No kidding. Obviously, if you had a perfect diet, you wouldn't need this. But the diet we have is crap. So they're playing a semantical mind game, and they use synthetic garbage stuff in the study.
That's the key. This goes beyond a hoax. This meta-analysis and these studies are beyond hoax, 100% deceptive. In fact, I'm going to prove on air right now how they actually demonstrate everything that we're saying is right. And that GMOs are bad, synthetics are bad, and that overall an organic approach is the best and the only way. Now, specifically, to understand this, around this time every year, they attack supplements, specifically vitamins, and they also attack...
Because the new year's coming up. They don't want it to keep growing, people getting healthy and learning how to fight back.
The organic food industry and the supplement industry, the natural products industry, are the only two things right now that are really going up. And Big Pharma absolutely hates this. Now, I wrote an article...
Only part of American economy left.
Yes, exactly. It's actually, a lot of it's made in the United States, almost all of it, 99%. Besides the Chinese crap ones, which are the ones they're studying, coincidentally. Now, in 2011, on December 27th, I wrote this article because every single time in December and January, they attack natural products. And I wrote this article, Why Many Vitamin Studies Are Absolutely Worthless. And this was on Natural Society, my natural health website. And I talked about specifically how they were going to come about this and attack natural products using synthetics and then claim it's the same as the other ones. So, for example... It reads, a synthetic version of vitamin E is a petrochemically derived analog of natural vitamin E, which it is, that is capable of disrupting the endocrine system, where the natural form of vitamin D is effective against aging, oxidative stress, and hundreds of other conditions. So you have vitamin D. You have the synthetic form that's actually destroying your body and is linked to birth defects, and then the organic form from the food, which is actually linked to preventing aging and oxidative
stress. So it's a total hoax. They bring in the chemical-produced petrochemical vitamins and minerals, blame it on us, and then put out a hoax.
They literally ship in the petrochemical synthetic vitamins from China and give it to people, and then they say, oh, nothing happened, or actually, oh, it actually damaged the lungs. And then they say, vitamin E is bad. It's kind of like if I were to have an organic banana, but then I was to get an organic or just a regular banana shipped in from Fukushima and ate the banana, and it gave me radiation poisoning. It said, bananas are bad. They kill people.
They do the same thing, saying aspartame is safe because it's similar to what's in an orange with that type of sugar. But it's not. It's actually completely different, just similar in the molecule. And then they hoax people.
Well, it's funny you say that. The leading children's vitamin contains aspartame, cupric acid, zinc oxide, sorbitol, hydrogenate oil, and GMO corn on record.
Let me see those articles. I'll show folks with document cam.
Here we go. Here's the first page. All of these vitamins are containing GMOs. They're containing hydrogenated oils, corn starches, zinc oxide, citric oxide, aspartame on record. That's linked to peer-reviewed research, says at least 40 adverse health effects, you know, brain tumors across the board. And that's what's in these vitamins. In the GMOs especially. So I'll tell you what this study proves. It proves that aspartame, GMO, and synthetic chemicals are bad. And we've known that forever.
We've got to shoot a special report on this and have it go mega viral. Because folks don't even know how to respond to this. They're just going, that's not true. Why do you lie? It's beyond lying. It's a giant fraud hoax using Fred Flintstone garbage, stuff from China. Let me see your other articles, or we can flip the camera and show document cam over there.
I mean, there's tons of I've things, but that's not even getting to the real bottom line. Here's the bottom line. But beyond all the fact that these vitamins contain aspartame, GMOs, and everything like that, every single time, let's go back to 2012, again around this time of September, early September. I wrote an article with Mike Adams of Natural News. It was posted on Natural Society and Natural News. It was a major article. We found, because I woke up in the morning and they were saying...
So you head up the third largest health site out there.
Yeah, they were saying organic food is the same as GMO food. And this guy from Stanford, a highly prestigious...
I remember that.
Yeah, it turns out this was the guy. He's called the father of statistical lies. He works for Big Tobacco and helped this company, the Council of Tobacco Research Firm, they paid off journalists $3 million in today's money after adjusting for inflation to promote all this stuff that he did. And he said there's a document from 1976 that we found that shows financial ties between him and the guy that worked for Big Tobacco. And he proved, quote unquote, proved through statistical lying that cigarettes were perfectly safe and that tobacco was fine and that it didn't cause heart disease.
This is absolutely bombshell.
Hi.
Stay there. We got to go to break. We got to do a special report on this. This is sensational, folks.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know, there's one reason I tend to get madder and madder as the three-hour show goes on each day. And that's because I'm looking at the federal, state, and university studies on the soils being 99% debilitated. I'm looking at the brain damage numbers in utero of the humans developing and then after. I'm waiting in the documentation. They're taking the good stuff out of the food and putting the bad stuff in it. Don't have iodine in the bread, put bromine in. I mean, bromide. I mean, this is homicidal evil. It's not our opinion. It's a fact. And then you've got people connected to big tobacco out saying, don't eat organic. It's the same as regular. They make the milk producers put on the thing when they say we don't have any growth hormone in here. This hasn't been proven to cause a problem by the FDA. When you wonder why women are taller than men now and going into puberty when they're like 7 years old. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we are all in a giant petri dish being experimented on. And then I've got the major journals here. The Senate Report, 1936, 99% of Americans nutrient deficient. Scientific America, dirt poor. Fruits and vegetables become less nutritious. Then it breaks down. University of Texas, total plunging. And it just keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. And then they put this report out. And it's pushed everywhere. That's what tells you it's a pure BS report. I mean, automatically, you're hearing about it everywhere. Oh, dear, you didn't need vitamins and minerals. They're actually bad for you. And then you find out it's a bunch of GMO synthetic garbage they shipped in. You know, Searle that got bought by Monsanto that created aspartame. That's, you know, in so many thousands of products. A large portion of the rhesus monkeys in the 70s in one study died that had it added to their mother's milk. And so they just removed the ones that died from the study and said no monkeys got sick. They just removed the sick and dead monkeys. I mean, this is the out-of-control, bonker land. But I was psychoanalyzing myself during the break. I was very angry during the break. And I saw the crew looking at me thinking, is he mad at us? And no, I am physically want to throw up. Anthony, they've got a document cam over there. We're going to do a special report on the nightly news tonight. Everybody's got to get out and have go viral. But this one as well. This is going to be a concise, like, three-minute report where we laser beam it. Again, get into that article where they have the big tobacco people saying you don't need organic now. I mean, go over that. I mean, this is outrageous.
So all of these are connected. This is a study back from 2012 where Dr. Ingram Ulkin from Stanford University, his team of researchers, it turns out they were saying GMO is great. It's the same as organic. You know, everything's fine. You don't even need vitamins. And it turns out this guy was working with the big tobacco, the Council for Tobacco Research Industry, the Council of Tobacco Research, CTR. They were paying off journalists after adjusting for inflation. It's $3 million in today's dollars. And they were paying them saying, yeah, everything's fine. Just use Dr. Ingram's statistical lie. He's actually been called the chief statistical liar for big tobacco, the father of statistical lies. And he created a statistical algorithm which made anything he wanted happen. So if he did a study where 50 people out of 51, you know, got lung cancer from smoking cigarettes, he could make it so that, you know, there was no correlation.
He would just remove the 50.
Exactly, but it was very detailed and people couldn't crack it. And this is the same guy that says organic food's bad based on his statistics. So he's been at it, and it gets deeper though. These guys, this whole wing of Stanford has deep ties to Cargill, which was the major food manufacturer that was supporting Monsanto and was against GMO labeling for Prop 37 in California. So they're getting money from these GMO juggernauts to say that organic food's bad. And then this all ties in because this time of year they always attack organic foods and supplements. And if we dig deep on these three studies, the meta-analysis that came out today, I guarantee we'll find ties to GMO, Cargill, and everything.
Oh, we've already found them. You go dig. Get ready for the nightly news. Great job, Anthony Gucciardi. But this is just completely and totally outrageous that this is going on. We're going to be right back with the second hour. Tell your friends and family to tune in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Nation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.